Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome back to what I consider to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Get involved, get engaged. Really. You know, I mean, just truly be part of the conversation. Right? I just really, truly appreciate the time you spend with me, your input, and all of that. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can chat with smarter people than myself, and I mean that sincerely, and just keep track of what's going on. Check out the stories that are posted on a daily basis. I've got a great team behind this. You know, we're part of Team Spreely. That's spreelytv.com. SpreelyTV.com. They're the ones that are, you know, taking care now of the website and that kind of thing. So hopefully, I'm believing for good things to come from them. I'm believing for even better things to happen out of our relationship with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the situation, the solution. All right, Biden, you know, he's the only one, it seems, that gets away with this. Right? He recognized Representative Ilhan Omar by saying, God love you. I'm not supposed to, I'll get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight. I'm telling you, he has no clues to where he is or what he's doing. You know, maybe Biden should have said something about Allah. She would have probably been very excited. Is the president trying to start a holy war, really, if you think about it? You know? And why he can't just... Well, we know why he can't. Never mind. The president forgot to mention a Muslim federal judge in the audience, so someone yelled to Biden, recognize them. Hey, judge, how are you? I don't know why you wanted the job, man. God... He said, I appoint all those federal judges, but, you know, thank you for serving. I'm not kidding. He said, you want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear? This is him, not me. He actually said, hush up, boy. Apparently, it was okay because it was, you know, it was him, right? No big deal. Now, let me see if I can get, if I can get this thing working, if I can get it to do what it's supposed to do, take a listen. He might even say it.
You also have members of the House of Representatives here. Congressman Omar, where are you, Congressman Omar? There you go. God love you. I'm not supposed to get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight.
Ooh. These people are amazing. Just amazing. Let's see if this one works.
You... Hey, Judge, how are you? I don't know why he wanted the job, man. I appoint all those federal judges, but, you know, thank you for serving. I'm not kidding. You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy.
Ooh. And if you look at his face, it's not a giggle face. I'm sorry, but it ain't. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you knew this. He appointed all those federal judges. Did you know that? Just Biden went on and tweeted that, by the way, I want to make sure that you understand that I recognize that the Muslim community is weaved all the way through our history. Yeah. Does he say anything about Italians or Irish or usually when he's there? You know, the one thing about the guy, you got to give he's very flexible. Because depending on who he's speaking to, apparently he's gone to their churches, he's gone to their schools, he's had, you know, a black mom, he's had an Italian, never Italian, I got that one. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't matter where he goes. All of a sudden, he adjusts for, he puts in the names of wherever he's been. Right? When he was speaking to the black crowd, talked about how he grew up in a black church. That guy's just amazing. And they let him, you know why they let him get away with it. Right? Because, you know, these guys can't have anything wrong. They can't say anything wrong, God forbid. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. You know, if you guys go on, for some of you who still have Facebook, go on and look up CareNet. CareNet. Now, when you think about Planned Parenthood, like I've always said, they should be How to Unplanned Parenthood. It should be their name. Right? But despite being America's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood's marketing says, you ready for this one? They provide clients with holistic reproductive health care. Okay, let that sink in for a second. Holistic reproductive health care. When people think of a holistic care, they're thinking of a more natural way to get healthy, right? I mean, think about it, right? What is natural about killing a baby in your body? What's natural about stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to be doing? I never understood that. I never will. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Still. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, right? And I always appreciate the time that you spend on the air and sending me messages and all of that, right? I mean, seriously, not always something I can do something about, but seriously. All right. No, I don't want to do that one. That one's boring. Oh, hey, always a good one here. You know, some of you know JFK is running, RFK Jr. is running for president. And I got to give him some credit. I'm sorry, some of you guys will get mad at me for doing so. But the reality is he's hitting those key points. And he really truly is what was used to be referred to as a JFK you know, JFK Democrat. Now, some people tell me, well, there's not much of a difference between the two. I'm not so sure I agree. You know, and you know, he's talking at a rally, and he said, look, let's be honest about this. This is truly a U.S. war against Russia. Right? And they're going to sacrifice Ukrainian youth and others to have some kind of geopolitical win. And I kind of agree with him from a standpoint of, I don't, look, some of you guys tell me I'm wrong about Ukraine. Some of you say I'm wrong about Russia. Yeah, we go back and forth all day long. The bottom line with a too big degree, what are we doing? Spending that kind of money. We have vets sleeping in the streets. We have vets who need medical care and can't get it because there's not enough hospitals and not enough doctors. There's not enough of anything out there to help them. It's ridiculous that we're sending money to other countries. We're wasting all kinds of money on top of it. Come on, you guys know it as well as I do. Let's not play that game if we don't have to. And yet, nobody's really willing to open their mouth and speak to it. Just like now, they're trying to tear apart, God, what is her name? Jamie Reed. She finally published a story about herself. She says, you know, I thought I was saving trans kids, but I've decided now I'm blowing the whistle. There are more than 100 pediatric gender clinics across the U.S., and I worked in one. This, to me, is akin to, you know, Planned Parenthood people, whistleblowers, speaking up, coming out, talking about what's going on at Planned Parenthood. She says, I'm a 42-year-old St. Louis native, a queer woman, and politically to the left of Bernie Sanders. My worldview has deeply shaped my career. I spent my professional life providing counseling to vulnerable populations, children in foster care, sexual minorities, and the poor. See, for about 4 years now, I've worked at Washington University School of Medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases with teens and young adults who were HIV positive. Many of them were trans or otherwise gender nonconforming. And I could relate. She says she went through childhood and adolescence. She went through all this herself. Okay? And she, I don't want to go through all her transitions and what have you. She said the thing that led her to a job in 2018, she was a case manager at the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis. Now the center, you know, was the, you treat kids early. That was their mindset. If you treat these kids with gender dysphoria early, you can prevent more anguish in their lives, more depression in their lives later on. She said the premise was shared by many doctors and therapists. She said, but during the 4 years she worked at the clinic, she was responsible for patient intake and oversight, and she saw thousands and thousands of them. She said the majority of them, received hormone prescriptions soon after they came in. After a while, she started that what was it, the oath that they take, do no harm? She said that started swirling around in her head. She said almost everyone in her life advised her to keep her debt because she was talking to them about it. She said, look, I'm having a problem with this. I'm having a problem watching these kids go in and go out in pretty much no time. And they're really not getting the health, the mental health they need first. Now think about that. I mean, here she is. She's decided this is the problem. She said, right after she got there, the first thing she noticed, because she started asking questions, but there was no real formal, now listen carefully, there was no formal protocol for treatment. The center's physician, co-directors, They were it. They were the one that decided what happened and how it happened. You know, and at first the patient population was tipped towards what used to be the traditional instance of a child with gender dysphoria, a boy often quite young, who wanted to present as or wanted to be a girl. And a very small number of these boys comprised a population of pediatric, what they call pediatric gender dysphoria cases. And that was back in 2015. Her job was to do the intake for these patients. Right? And then she said, all of a sudden she started to see a real kick, a real uptick in these cases. She went from about 10 calls a month to about 70, almost overnight, it seemed. I mean, think about this. All of a sudden, she started seeing all kinds of kids, all kinds of girls coming in. Right? But the doctors weren't looking at the other issues with these kids. Depression, anxiety, ADHD, eating disorders, obesity, all of these things were not being taken into account when they were when the kid said, I want to be a girl or I want to be a boy. That's all that mattered. Many had already been diagnosed with autism or autism-like symptoms. Now, I guess it was a report that came out last year in the British, one of the British pediatric journals. They found over a third of the patients referred were on the autism spectrum. So the doctors were recognizing these false self-diagnoses by these kids who went to their parents. Their parents said, yeah, he is what he says he is. She is what she says she is. But the biggest problem, too, is when you give a female, especially a female, testosterone, the whole effect to that girl's body, yeah, you heard me, that girl's body, can be seen within a matter of months. Beards sprout, body fat is redistributed, sexual interest explodes, aggression increases 100%. Now let's talk a little bit more about this inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve will hike key interest rates another 25 basis points to 5.25%, currently above the annual rate of inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell offered details behind the decision on Wednesday.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggests it could pause further increases next month. The White House says it cannot confirm Russia's accusations suspicion that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin in a drone attack.
I don't want to get into speculation from here about what happened.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is aware of the report, but is unable to confirm the authenticity of the claims. She said the U.S. is not encouraging or enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure for you. Hopefully it's your pleasure, mine anyway, presenting it. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the conversation. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, I try to bring you just the facts or the information or people you can go to find these facts or to deal with. But it's up to you to really understand it. It's up to you to work it through. You know, some people say, well, you didn't go far enough, but I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to Google or whatever it is? Why don't you find out from them? You know, there are so many ways to get the information you need to get. So you need to go out there and do your own homework. Look, I tell my friends to go to church every Sunday, the same thing. Right, that basically, don't believe everything that comes out of the pulpit. You don't know if that guy's on. If you're not a studier, if you're not a reader, if you're not paying attention, right? You don't want to just believe what comes out of somebody's mouth. How many times have you been to a doctor, and the doctor tells you something, and you sit there, and you go, you know what? It doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested in what you're telling me to do, right? Many. We've all been there. Matter of fact, my doctor knows me so well, he doesn't prescribe anything to me. He goes, you're not going to take it anyway. Why don't you try doing ABC? Works out so much better for the two of us. But check out what I say. Check out what other people say. Okay? Anyway. So you're hearing about a shooter here and a shooter there and, you know, how gun violence is out of control and yada yada. You know what you never hear about? Chicago. They're doing everything they can to squelch down some of the issues that are coming through in Chicago, some of the violence that's going on. So last weekend in Chicago, 27 people were shot, 5 were killed in one weekend. Where did you hear that? I mean, why didn't we hear that?
You heard about the guy that today in Atlanta that opened fire on, what, he killed one person, injured five or six more? Did you hear about these out of Chicago? And a 16-year-old boy, of all. When is it, when, you know, and I'm just going to repeat what some of the black leaders have, some of them across the country have said. Where is the help for these people? And a 16-year-old boy, 9 o'clock in the morning, can't even walk to school. Can't be out there just throwing a basketball around or throwing a baseball around or a softball, whatever. Can't in his own neighborhood. 15-year-old boy shot. And, you know, we've done stories on the weekend for a 12 or 13-year-old boy shot another boy. And the only thing that was said was, well, where did he get the gun? Forget where he got the gun. In Chicago, they're telling you where they're getting the guns. They're illegal. The numbers are scratched off them. There's no serial numbers for them to even trace where they came from. Anyway, every one of the shootings, let me see, one, two, three, they were all teenagers. How does that happen? I'm sorry. I apologize. One was a 29-year-old man. And it looks like that was a fight between a boyfriend and a girlfriend. But you know, if we didn't have a gun, he'd still be alive because she would never thought of stabbing him or bashing his head with a baseball bat while he was sleeping. No, that's never a thought of somebody in that much rage, right? But again, you see this stuff over and over and over again. And the weekend before that, there were 20. So, you know, it's going up, not down. There were another 20 people shot, another one. One person died. But nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to deal with it. Let's not deal with Chicago. Let's not deal with Portland. Let's not deal with any of those. God forbid, right? It's just, look, you guys, you know me. It's frustrating as heck. And again, you get people with it. How many people still watch The View? Why is it still on the air? Please tell me that none of you guys in my chat room watch it except for entertainment value. I mean, really? Oh, yeah, The View. Here we go. I try to forget it right away. You got Whoopi Goldberg over there screeching. I don't know why anybody takes these people seriously. Again, unless you're watching it strictly to get a giggle from. But Whoopi Goldberg really dropped a bomb. She's already in hot water for insulting the Holocaust victims, remember? But just like everyone on the left these days, they just seem like they get spewed out of their mouths if we're supposed to take it as gospel truth. She tried to defend the mutilation of young children in the name of transgenderism. But Whoopi went further than perhaps anyone else that you've heard so far. She has decided that Jesus would condone this kind of thing. Right? She said that the Bible would support parents having the right to subject their minded children to sex reassignment surgeries. So what is, well, I can't decide what my kid reads. I can't decide what my child says. Right? I mean, you're telling me your beliefs, and they keep saying it. I keep saying, what Bible are you reading? Because God was really clear. Yeah, God was really clear. I knitted you together before you were in your mom's womb. I knew who you were. I had predestined your life and what it was going to be, what I wanted you to be. That's why I say to you all the time, and some of you get mad at me, even my Christian friends, if God said he had a relationship with you before you were in your mom's womb, and then he put you in your mom's womb, he knit you together, he has a plan for your life, and you kill that child, you are getting in the way of God's plan. You really want to be on that road. And let me be clear about something, because I know how some of you think, because I've read the emails. As a Christian, I can tell you point blank, very simply put, sin is sin is sin. Whether it's an abortion or stealing, it's sin. You lie to somebody, it's sin. Okay, you can't you know, God doesn't say, let me give you the five levels, let me give you the five tiers of sinning. He doesn't do that. He may have some that irritate him more than others. I don't know, I haven't asked him. But that's not the point. If you truly want to please God, if you truly like, you're trying to avoid sinning, don't put one above the other because it makes you feel good about yourself. Anyway. But Goldberg, obviously, she didn't explain what she meant by any of that. You know, all the hosts were applauding and they were so excited about her. The story, and they distort these facts over states that were banning transgender procedures for minors. All they're saying is that no, you can't make a life altering surgery on young kids. And life-altering is right, until they're old enough to really comprehend what they're doing. Do you really believe that an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old really knows what it's like to be male or female? Any clue at all? You know, gender affirmation care. What is that? If it's gender dysphoria, then aren't you supposed to be giving care to bring them back to their original gender? To explain to them what the differences are? They call it gender affirmation care because it sounds so sweet and so nice and so caring, and it's not. The drugs that give you block the natural hormones. Surgeries remove the parts. The body's looking for your DNA never changes. There's nothing you can do to change your DNA. Now, I know they're talking about DNA splicing. God bless America. Let's just jerk around with everything. How about we take that money for that ridiculous surgery, that ridiculous kind of thing? Why don't we go to try to cure cancer? What do you think? Don't miss it in your home. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer.
You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're all back, I hope. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, seriously, please, please, please get involved in the conversation. Please get involved in the solutions. Because if you do that, we'll make headway. Don't give up. Under any circumstances, just don't give up. You know, a lot of people I have found in my years, 100 years, of dealing with, you know, other businesses, other business people, they give up just shortly before they have a breakthrough. They get tired. They don't think it's going anywhere. I see it with parents at the school board level all the time. So you just, once you get onto something, once you're doing what your heart's telling you to do is right, and you back it up. It can't just be you feel like it's right, because that's what I rail on other people for all the time. You may feel it's right, but it isn't. It's your own feelings taking over. That's why I always tell people, you don't act on your feelings. How many of you men and women, though deep down inside you kind of knew something was off, but you felt like this was the right woman for you, the right guy for you, this was your soulmate? You find out later on, it wasn't a soulmate, it was a Satan mate. But you don't go by the feelings, you go by the truth. You go by the evidence, you go by what you see, right? Now Goldberg, who said that God had been really clear about it, you know, that he would be good with this kind of thing. Never really could tell what God was clear about and where it was and how she came up with it. He realized that if every one of us has decided we have our own God the way we want it, how we want it, and where we want it, him or her, depending on what you believe, you could have up to 8 billion different gods. How does that work? You know, seriously. You know, Sonny Hostin. Even those the most miserable people have happy names. Sonny and Joy. Goldberg and her other hosts are truly distorting the facts over states banning transgender. That's what I mean. You got to be careful with the verbiage you use. You got to be careful. Don't even say. Don't get in a deep conversation with them. Tell them, look, until you decide to speak the truth, I'm not willing to have this conversation. Because you're lying but saying they're banning them. Okay? You want to get technical. They're not allowing young people, minors, to do it. But after that, you do whatever you want to do. It's your body, your life. That's not the same. Anyway, it's, you know, come on, people. It's inhumane. It's diabolical. Which is probably why the left supports it. And by the way, there's a big difference between the left and liberals. I'm not going to go through it again, but we've been through this a couple times on the show. Let's not lump them all together anymore. Do you want them to lump together right, Republican, conservative? Right? Anyway, again, when she said that God is really clear, right. She really laid a goose egg on this one when she claimed the Bible somehow supported transgender surgeries on minors. Can't find that scripture and verse, right? I can tell you the Bible in no way supports the attempt at this transgenderism that they want to perform on children. And that's why, that's one of the reasons anyway, the radical transgender activists consider Bible-believing Christians to be a threat. Why? Because we're going to stand by principle. That's what scares them. They're not our gods. I don't see Schumer and Pelosi and Biden as such as the new gods of Mount Olympus, if you would. They see them that way. And Whoopi would never let facts or her self-righteous religion, her thought of what religiosity is, get in the way. They are out of control. And you know, frankly, this should be proof positive that you need to spend more time reading the Bible than you do watching The View. Or even listen to what they have to say in any way, shape, manner, or form, right? So, I've always been taught, this is just nuts, I've always been taught that lying really is wrong for any reason. And we've talked about this a lot over the years, and I keep saying, look, you really don't have to lie. Some of you will say, oh, God, you know, I got to lie to my wife because sometimes she puts on stuff I don't care about, or she does this or she does that. Yeah, you don't have to lie then either. You really don't. And I'm just saying that because, look, if your wife's got clothing, puts on something that she believes that she looks really good in, you know, you're the man she loves. She should be able to trust you. Not to be stupid. You don't like your wife when she comes out with that new dress that she just bought. Oh, holy Jesus, honey. It looks like you put on 50 pounds in that dress. And that not, I would say to you, that's probably not the way to handle that. You know what I mean? But what you could do is you could look at her and say, you know, hon, that dress really doesn't do anything for you. I know you like it, but it really doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything for you. And if she really loves you, if you guys are in a really decent relationship, she's going to probably be upset a little bit at first, but she's going to be okay with it. Because she knows that you're there trying to help her and not hurt her. And that's what's happened. We've taken it from a lie to a little white lie to, well, I don't want to hurt her feelings. Because when push comes to shove and she realizes you've been lying to her, or have lied to her about those things in the past, you're done. What else have you lied to her about? What else can she not trust you about? You know what I'm saying? Well, somebody just sent me this information on a story I did earlier. And by the way, thank you. I really do mean that. I appreciate when you guys do stuff like that. But Joey Biden said the Muslim culture has been woven throughout American culture from the very start. We must always stand against anti-Muslim hate and stand up for the rights and dignity of all people. You know, and I here's why I agree with him. We must always stand up for the rights of all people and the dignity for all people. Right? It is essential to who we are as a nation. It's what we were built on, right? But he's wrong. He's dead wrong. I mean, give it some real thought. You know, the first Barbary War was in 1805, famous for the birth of the United States Marines. You remember that whole song about the shores of Tripoli? Where Americans fought vicious Muslim pirates and slave traders. That's a true statement. And some people feel like they're spreading anti-Muslim rhetoric and action. But honestly, the dates are all wrong. The information's all wrong. They're not telling the truth. It's okay not to be... it's okay to say that you don't want to pound on a certain group of people, but it's not okay to lie about it so that people feel good about it. Look, the first mosque built in the United States was built in 1929. Right, the first church built in this country was built when the first European settlers came here. I'm sorry, where does that, how does that put it in? And upon the founding of the U.S., you had 80% of the population attending church. 0% were attending a mosque. So he is trying to rewrite history. And as a joke, one of my buddies went over to, where they go, ChatGPT. And they couldn't even get that kind of lie out of it. So I get what he's saying. Everybody has a right to survive here, to be here, to live here. Follow the laws, do the right things. I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. And again, just tell the truth. Get informed enough so you can actually tell the truth. So that people can't come back to you afterwards and say, hey, you know, last week you told me A, B, and C. I come to find out it was a lie. It wasn't kind of a lie. It was a dead lie. All right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of. Get informed. I don't care what it takes. And listen, on another note. You got so much going on in your community right now. Elections are a heck of a lot closer than you think coming up. So you need to start looking at the candidates that are talking about running. You need to start doing your homework on some of these people. Don't just jump on board because they have the right party initial in front of or behind their name. Right? That's the way you need to do it. And then make sure that you really know what these people are made of, what they're willing to do. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.